Joining me on the KRDO Newsline now is Mr. Frank Macon, one of the very original Tuskegee Airmen, a Colorado Springs resident, and a soon-to-be honoree for the work that he's done. Good afternoon, Frank. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello. Yeah, thank you.
You are most welcome. What a privilege it is to talk to you, sir. We've heard quite a bit about you, and as we understand, you are one of a handful of original Tuskegee Airmen here in the state.
Right, yes.
Can you tell us about your experience as a Tuskegee Airman, as a young man in those days?
Well, I went through the cadet program there at Tuskegee, and to begin with, he was supposed to have 2 years of college to become an Army aviator, and I just got out of Colorado Springs High School and signed up for the Army Air Corps, and went down to Biloxi, Mississippi for basic training, and they retested us down there to see if we qualified for navigator, bombardier, or pilot. And I was lucky enough to pass it for all three of them, and they asked me which one I wanted to, and I said, of course, I want to be a pilot. Mm-hmm. And so they sent me to Tuskegee, and because I didn't have the 2 years qualification, they sent me to the college there at Tuskegee for, and I think I was there about 4 months, and they sent me to Maxwell Field and retook the test again that I had down there at Keesler Field, and I got back to Tuskegee. They said, well, you more than qualify for the 2 years of college. But then they sent me to to become an aviation cadet. And I got a diploma from an aviation diploma from Tuskegee for being there for 4 months. And not the 2 years.
So, are you a Colorado native, Mr. Macon?
Well, yes. I was conceived in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
But I was born in Kansas City, Kansas. And about 2 weeks later, my mother was back. See, my mother was only 14 when I was born. And my grandmother was in Kansas City, Kansas. I think she was in charge of the YWCA there in Kansas City, Kansas. And my mother went back there. And then when she came back here, to, I think it was 2 or 3 months later, why my two great aunts actually took me over and raised me, and my mother went back to school.
And during the war, where did you fly most of your missions?
I did not get overseas. I was in class 45A, and by the time, I ruptured my eardrums in upper advance, and they put me in the hospital at Scott Field, and by the time I got out of there and back to Tuskegee, I was already finished actually my cadet program, and but when I ruptured my eardrums, and so they were going to have me graduate with another class, but the war was already over with, and they told me I would have to re-up to graduate with this other class. And I said, well, I didn't like the segregated service, so I told them, no, I'm going home. And so they gave me the papers to apply for my commission and rating in the reserves, and I did that, and I received my second lieutenant commission and also my pilot rating in the reserves that way.
Okay. So we understand you are going to be honored here not long from now.
Yes, I think it's tomorrow.
Yes, yeah, not long at all.
Well, the aircraft that, I really enjoyed flying was the AT-6. And that's the one I, the way I ruptured my ears, I had a real nasty head cold. And instead of going to the dispensary, I said, well, after this flight, I'll go to the dispensary. And then we were always dogfighting. We went off from the field, of course.
Sure.
And we were always dogfighting with each other. And I went into a power dive. And as I pulled out, pressure against my ears from the head cold was great. And it just popped my eardrums. And I had blood all over everywhere.
Oh, goodness. Mr. Macon, truly an honor to have you here among us in Colorado Springs, and our very special congratulations to you for the honor. We know you're going to be going for a flight tomorrow in the T-6 trainer, and we understand that that plane is being made available courtesy of the Commemorative Air Force. So once again, an honor and a privilege for us to speak with you, sir, and again, congratulations and thank you for your service.
And I wrote a book about, say I'm dyslexic. And I wrote a book with Ms. Elizabeth Harper called I Want to Be a Pilot for kids who are having problems in school because of some physical problem they have. And the book is already published and on the out on the market.
We want to talk to you a little bit more. Would you? We're going to have Justin, our producer, put you on hold. We're going to arrange another visit with you. Thank you, Mr. Macon. It's 4:45 the time now. Time for a look at your traffic, your weather, and then your sports update.